Hello, everyone. Today is June the 19th, 2019, and you are at the Whole Life Healing Program with Dr. Alex Lade. And our hope today is to share something that will help you live your happiest, healthiest, and most fulfilled life. And each week, Alex talks about issues, addressing them as a whole life healing issue, and with his secret spiritual laws of nature. And these have been really helping many, many of us for several years now. I think we've been doing this program for 14 years. Today we will be hearing a replay since Alex has a special event going on, which I'll explain in a bit. But before we start our presentation, I want to share this disclaimer. This presentation is for education and informational purposes only. And since we're going to be talking about health issues of health and well-being, we wanted to make sure that you understand this information is not intended to heal or cure anything. Everything in the presentation are the opinions of Dr. Alex Lade or myself, Johanna Chan, as your weekly practitioner of the Custom Codes or Custom Trilogy. You should always check with a licensed healthcare provider about any specific health concerns you may have. And we love to share this quote as well. We are beginning now to understand things that we know in our hearts are true but could never measure. As we get a better understanding how little we know about the body, we begin to realize the next big frontier in medicine is energy medicine. It's not the mechanistic parts of the joints moving. It's not the chemistry of our body. It's understanding for the first time how energy influences how we feel. And that was a quote by Dr. Oz back in November 2007. And the reason we like to bring it up is that the purpose of these calls is to provide current and relevant information on the subject of energy medicine from a variety of perspectives, including a medical, a scientific, and mostly spiritual perspective. All right, so having shared that, I want to give you a little clue as to why Alex is absent today. When he was about 5 years old, he started working in his family's business selling fireworks, and that's what his first experience was. He worked with his family, and they did that for many, many, many years. And today, his son, George, is setting up his first fireworks business. So Alex is helping him today, and it's a big deal. So we just wanted to explain that to you. And, it's kind of a family tradition being carried on. All right, so we are going to play an audio clip that is from, 2017. And this one is called, This one is called, Are You Doing Things Out of Love, Joy, Peace, or to Get Love, Joy, Peace? The difference is critical. So here we go.
You know, we have people come to us all the time, and they feel like something's not right. They don't have any big disease or any trauma or catastrophe going on in their life. Now, we get a lot of that, too. But another group that we get is people who don't have that going on, but they feel like something's not right. Something's missing. If this is as good as it gets, you know, there was a movie not long ago with Jack Nicholson and I think Diane Keaton, I'm not sure, called As Good As It Gets. Well, if this is as good as it gets, you know, it ain't so great. And is there anything I can do? And I feel like there's more than this out there. And I feel like, you know, so help me. What else is there? Okay. And I think what we're talking about today is one of the critical factors if that's what's going on in your life. The alternate name I have for this spiritual law of nature is turning have-tos into want-tos. So think about that, you know, and let's start with this right off the bat. While you're under your tree this week, think about that. Are the things that you do in your life have-tos or want-tos? Okay? And maybe make a little list and say, okay, I'm a parent. Is that the stuff I do as a parent? You know, doing laundry, breakfast, playing with my kid when I get home from work, doing stuff with them over the weekends, helping them with their homework. You know, maybe list a few of those and say, okay, are these have-tos or want-tos for me? Okay? Stuff I do in order to provide shelter and food and clothing and all those kind of things to support my family. Are those have-tos or want-tos for me? Okay, so write down those things. Okay, going to work and all the, maybe even all the different things you do at work. Okay, there's this part of what I do, and that one's kind of a want-to. But then I've got this one and this one that are have-tos. Okay, and sort of list those things. And your other roles as a neighbor or as someone that you know from church or a club or whatever, and then maybe you have hobbies, and maybe the hobbies are more want-tos, and maybe for a lot of you, watching TV for 4 hours every night is the big want-to of your day. Only after years of doing that, you know, what have you got to show for it? It was really just to kind of distract you from all the other have-tos of your life, okay? So that's the under-your-tree thing for this week, is take a look at the different roles of your life. Are they have-tos or want-tos? Well, you know what? I believe that what most of the experts teach us as far as how to live our life, supposedly in order to be successful, is what causes our life to be full of want-tos. Full of have-tos. In other words, I believe we are trained to live our life in such a way where we're largely unhappy, and most of the things we do in our life, we feel like, I don't want to do this, but I have to. Well, let me tell you, that is a bummer of a way to live your life. And I know because I used to live my life that way. In fact, I bet until Hope kicked me out of the house 23 or 4 years ago, that's how I lived every day. It was a have-to. Okay? Now, I had some want-tos, all right? But they were few and far between. And even those I didn't completely enjoy, because I had so much other have-to stuff in my life that was always hanging in the backdrop, okay? We'll get to that in a minute. Sorry about that. How do you tell if you are living your life to get love, joy, and peace or out of love, joy, and peace? Because that's the key. And that's why I decided to go with that title for the spiritual law of nature. If you're living your life to get love, joy, and peace, you are locking yourself in to a place where your life is going to be characterized by have-tos instead of want-tos. And it doesn't matter what the activity is, okay? You can take the same activity, and it could be a have-to or a want-to. Let me give you an example. I've given one of these examples before. Let me give you two. Growing up, it was my job to sweep the back porch in the fall when all the leaves would keep blowing all over the back porch. And as a little kid, I absolutely hated that, all right? It was a pretty big porch. Leaves would just, on almost a daily basis, be covering the porch. It would probably take me, 15, 20 minutes to sweep it off, all right? And then the very next day, it would be full of leaves again. And I can remember as a little kid, and you know, you've got to be thinking when you hear me say this, sweeping the porch, well, that's not any big deal. Yeah, absolutely. It shouldn't have been, but it was to me, all right? And I can remember sweeping that porch, and I've never really cussed in my life, but it was kind of the equivalent of cussing. I mean, I was frustrated. I was irritated. Why in the world do I have to be doing this? It's going to be right back full of leaves tomorrow. How come Roger can't do this, you know, my brother? And on and on and on. And I was just absolutely miserable, okay? And this is how you can, and that's another one of the ways you can tell if you're doing stuff from have-tos or want-tos, and if you're doing stuff to get love, joy, and peace, or out of love, joy, and peace, is what is your life characterized by? Is it characterized by anxiety and frustration and irritation and all that sort of stuff, or by joy, peace, happiness, etc.? All right? Well, I was doing the porch in absolute misery. And did every single time. And I guess as long as I lived at home, that's the way it was. Well, years later, after Hope and I were married and she had kicked me out and we had reconciled and God had done some major surgery on my heart, my spiritual heart, it was interesting to me because I came back to visit my mother and there were leaves all over that back porch. And I smiled as I remembered being so miserable and how I dreaded so much sweeping off that back porch. And I went and got a broom, and I started sweeping the back porch. And I was absolutely amazed, ladies and gentlemen, at the difference, because I felt joy, I felt peace, I felt happiness, I felt gratitude for all the stuff that my mom had done for me and how much I loved her. And at the time, she happened to have cancer and was dying, so I felt that even more, okay? And I almost did not want to get the porch swept off because I was getting so much enjoyment out of doing it. Okay, and so was amazed at the difference. Now, that was a number of years apart. The one I've told all of you before was with me and Hope, where before Hope kicked me out of the house, my most dreaded thing in the whole world to do was to clean a toilet. All right, I thought that this is absolutely disgusting, and I despised it. I mean, absolutely despised. Despised it, became very agitated, irritated, angry, frustrated, etc. And then after Hope and I were reconciled, we were actually cleaning houses together. My wife had started a little house cleaning business, and my job, guess what, was to clean the toilets. And let me tell you, I mean, you may not believe this, but I cleaned those toilets in absolute ecstasy. I was singing. Man, there is nowhere in the world I would rather have been than cleaning those toilets because I was with Hope and she loved me and we were reconciled and things were wonderful, better than they had ever been. Okay? So the exact same activity, sweeping the porch, cleaning the toilet, in one situation, it's misery, or at the least, anxiety, stress, frustration. In the other instance, it's wonderful, joy, peace, happiness, etc. So what makes the difference? Well, the main difference is if you're doing it out of joy, peace, and love, or to get joy, peace, and love. What the experts teach is do the stuff you do to get love, joy, and peace. You know, do it to get the $1 million, to get the house on the hill, to get the new sports car, to get whatever, and then when you get that, you will be happy. You will feel joy and peace and stuff like that. Gang, if you've heard me long at all, you know that that not only doesn't work, but the clinical research on this says it doesn't work. From Harvard, from Stanford, from NYU, from Southwestern Medical Center in Dallas, Texas, all right? The external is created by the internal. The internal is not created by the external. And that is a spiritual law of nature, and there's no exceptions. Okay, So if you are doing something to get your love, joy, and peace, it's never going to work. It's going to turn into a vicious cycle for you, okay? You have to heal the internal, and then you do whatever you do out of love, joy, and peace, not to get it. So how do you tell? How do you tell where you are now? Well, some of it's really obvious, okay? Here's a couple of questions. When you're sitting under your tree this week, is it hard or easy? If it's hard, you're doing it to get love, joy, and peace. If it's easy, chances are you're doing it out of love, joy, and peace. Number two, are you tired? Does it exhaust you? Does it drain your energy or give you energy? Chances are, if it's draining your energy, you're doing it to get love, joy, and peace. If it gives you energy, you're doing it out of love, joy, and peace. Number three, are you happy doing it? While you're doing it, not just the idea that you will be happy when you get to the end result. By the way, that won't work, at least not long term. You might be happy for a few minutes, a day, a week, maybe a month, but not long term. It's impossible. It's a spiritual impossibility. So, if you're doing it to get love, joy, and peace, you're going to experience anxiety, frustration, it's going to be hard, it's going to make you tired, and chances are you're not going to be happy while you're doing it, all right? One of the other big issues with this, and you've heard me talk about this too, is whether you're focused on results or focused on the process. We tend to think we need a certain result before we can be happy and content, when in reality, we need to be happy and content in order to get a certain result. It's a paradox. There's a thing called instant and delayed gratification, and I would encourage all of you to do a computer Google search on this, and what you're going to find is really astounding. This goes back, and this research goes back decades, and they've studied children about whether they had the ability to delay gratification or have instant gratification. And one of the things they would do is they would offer a child a little piece of candy or something they liked right now, or a whole lot more of it, or something that they liked even better if they could wait for just a few minutes. And then they would watch to see what happened, okay? And children who had the ability and the maybe the love, joy, peace already inside them, where they could delay gratification, it was just a list of everything you would ever want in their life. When they grew up, they were happier, they were healthier, they had better relationships, they had better jobs, they made more money, they were more respected. It's incredible, and it's like night and day. If you can't delay gratification, you're going to make worse grades in school, worse SAT scores, worse ACT scores, you know, and everything else, be less happy, less content, make less money, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. If you can delay gratification, you make higher scores, have more success in life, more happiness. Well, how could that be? How could that one factor be almost the flipping of a switch between what you want and what you don't want? That's where I want to end today. The only way you can do this, the only way that you can have your life be want-tos instead of have-tos, whether it's sweeping the porch, cleaning a toilet, doing your work, parenting, doing the laundry, no matter what, the only way you can do that, the only way it's possible, is with love. Love is the power that turns your have-tos into want-tos. Okay? If you think about my two examples, love for my mother turned sweeping the porch from a have-to into a want-to. Love for my wife turned cleaning the toilets from a have-to into a want-to. And here's how it does it. Love is the power that creates belief. Belief leads to trusting versus control. Control is, okay, doggone it, I'm gonna take charge of my current circumstances and I'm gonna force what I want to happen right now. Trust says, no, I can wait. I can be patient. I can let this play out. I can be content in the process. All right? Belief delays gratification. That's the definition of belief, guys. Belief, which is part of, there's three parts of belief. Faith rooted in the past, trust rooted in the present, hope rooted in the future. Okay? But all are part of the belief family. And the thing that makes belief is time. I believe that God created time because of faith, because of belief. Belief requires time. If there wasn't any time, you wouldn't have to believe. You'd have it right now. That's instant gratification. All right? So belief is having the ability to be okay over a period of time without having to grab control and force the circumstances to give you what you want right now or the best substitute you can get, whether that's liquor, sex, television, or a thousand other things. That, by the way, there's nothing inherently wrong about liquor and sex and those kind of things, only if they're out of balance and done in an unhealthy way. But when done as a love substitute, because I can't get the thing I really want right this minute, as much as I try to control it, I still can't make it happen, so I'm going to get the best substitute I can. That is control, and that is the opposite of belief. It's the opposite of faith. And it is instant gratification. And those are the children who grow up and their life is not what they want. And by the way, that's the vast majority. The great majority are not able to delay gratification in that way. I want it now. Okay? So, real quick, love leads to belief. Love is the power that creates belief. Belief leads to trust instead of control. Belief delays gratification. And belief is the door through which all positive results come long term. So if you are trying to get the long-term results that you want in your life, great relationships, wonderful income, successful career, happiness, love, joy, peace, all that kind of stuff, but you are addicted to instant gratification and control instead of belief, faith, hope, and trust, and being able to delay gratification, first of all, you're never going to get there. Your life is going to be characterized by have-tos instead of want-tos with pretty much everything you're doing. And you can be guaranteed, here's the key, gang, you can be guaranteed that you have a love deficit. And that can be from other people, loving yourself, and from God. Although I believe God's love is always available. It's not on his part. It's on my part. Not willing to receive. So what you've got to do is pray, get the codes out, and start healing those love issues, those belief issues, those control issues of your life. And then say, you know what? Doggone it, I am not living my life anymore where everything's a have to instead of a want to. I'm not going to live anymore to get love, joy, and peace. I'm going to live out of love, joy, and peace, where that permeates even cleaning toilets to make it not just bearable, but able to be enjoyed. Okay? And I'm going to delay gratification, I'm going to believe, and I'm going to see those long-term results come in my life, too, that I've never been able to achieve before. So that's how critical this is. It is something that on this hinge can go the happiness or unhappiness, the good results versus not the results that you want of virtually anything in your life. And it starts with love. So I would suggest not only going back with the codes and start healing these issues, but also find a good love picture from your past. Find a good love picture related to your future, even if you just create one. And really meditate on those every single day while you heal these issues and determine that you're going to live your life in want-tos, you're going to live out of love, joy, and peace, you're going to delay gratification, you're going to believe. And, you know, that's a lot of stuff. So you may need to listen to the recording of this again. But if you do that, it'll transform your life as it has mine, where even with your head stuck in a toilet, it can be wonderful, content, joy, peace, happiness, gratitude, singing a song. And let me tell you, that's kind of unusual in this world to feel that way. With your head stuck in a toilet. That's a weird place to end, but that's what I wanted to share with you today, and it will make a huge difference in your life if you integrate it.
All right. Well, that was inspiring, and if you want to hear it again, of course, this is going to be on the podcast, and you can go there and hear that part again. We're going to open the lines now for those of you who would like to get a trilogy, custom trilogy, if you know the trilogy, or a custom code, if you know the code, healing code positions, 1 or 2. You do need to know how to do these. This isn't a time for me to teach you how. So if you are wanting to get a customized one, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. That's going to open your line. And I'm primarily going to ask you what it is that you want to address, but more importantly, how does that make you feel? So if there's a detail that you'd rather not share with me, but you have an issue with fear, for example, let me know, you know, that's the feeling you have, that's the negative belief you have. That's all I really need to know to be able to develop a custom trilogy or code for you. So raising your hand, you just press star 2 on your phone and your hand will be raised. And our first caller, I don't have anything other than it says anonymous, so I'm going to open your line. And your line is open. Who are we speaking with?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And who is this?
Okay, I don't know why it's anonymous. I'm Anthony.
Anthony, what would you like to address today?
Smoking addiction.
Okay, so you have an addiction. And how does that make you feel, having that addiction? Do you feel shame? Do you feel hopeless? How does that make you feel, having that behavior?
Like a loser with no control. I guess you could call that shame.
Okay. On a scale from 1 to 10, how strong is that right now?
Pretty 10, about a 10.
When is the first time or the earliest time you can remember, Anthony, in your life where you felt the same kind of shame and maybe even feeling not in control?
Let me see.
It may not have anything to do with smoking.
Uh-huh. When I ended up behind bars.
And how old were you?
And saw I was 21.
When you just recalled that memory, how strong is that feeling in that memory?
That's about a 10, too.
Okay, so that's going to definitely be one that we want to heal. Now, Anthony, are you familiar with the Relationship Issue Finder?
Yes.
Okay, so that can be a great diagnostic for you to be able to use this custom code or trilogy, whichever you want to have, and that will show you the areas where the core issues that have created this addiction, if you will, that, you know, blocks you and hinders you from really changing your habits. Those memories, we want to heal those, starting with this one that just came up when you were 21. Any other memories that come up when you have felt the same kind of shame or not being in control, you want to heal those as well. So it may take a little time, but believe me, if you just stay steady with it and do it, you're going to find it's easier and easier to do less of the harmful action.
Okay.
You want to take baby steps, okay? We don't expect you to change overnight. But if you're taking baby steps to correct the harmful action, then it's not going to, doing the codes or the trilogy is not going to block the healing in these other areas of your heart where the memories have nothing to do with smoking or the addiction. So we want to, consciously take those baby steps and then to be consistent with the codes. And I think you're going to find it easier and easier to be more successful.
Okay.
Okay, now would you like to have a trilogy or a custom code?
A trilogy.
Okay. All right. Can you say for me, I desire to be healthy?
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The shame issue.
The shame issue.
The harmful actions.
The harmful actions.
Okay, very good. Well, good. I'm glad that you are acknowledging this because that's the biggest part of healing is acknowledging it and, giving it attention like you are. Saying, okay, I'm acknowledging this is an issue. and then you're choosing to do what you can. You take the baby steps. You use a trilogy on a consistent basis. And I think you're going to find yourself moving forward in ways that maybe you hadn't before. So good for you for acknowledging it and recognizing it. As this addiction, it really doesn't define who you are. This is just a sliver. It's like a splinter. It's not who you are. So we want to heal the lies that are telling you anything different that make you feel ashamed. So we're going to address this now. Okay, so the first minute of trilogy, you want to do the tapping from the eyebrows all the way to the side of the hand.
Okay.
Not the 9G yet, okay? So you're going to tap all those points straight through.
Okay.
Okay, and then you're going to do this custom tapping, okay? We're going to start with the collarbones, sore spots,
okay,
under the arms, And then we're going to go back up to the eyebrows, the side of the eyes, under the eyes, under the nose, and the chin. And then we're going to go to the little finger, the index finger, we're going to go back up to the collarbones and the sore spot, and then do the 9G.
Okay,
the second minute with the healing code.
Okay,
it's going to be 5 positions. You can do this quickly, or you can do it slowly, whatever works best for you. Do it within a minute. First position, left hand bridge, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
Second position, left hand below the belly, right hand on the high bridge. Third position, both hands jaws. Fourth position, left hand, high bridge, right hand, brainstem.
Okay.
And the last position, both hands, temple.
Okay.
All right. And the third minute, we're going to start at the base and tap all the way up and over. All the way to the top of the spine. Okay, we're going to do that 3 times.
Okay.
And after doing it 3 times, you're going to customize. You're going to start at the heart.
Okay.
Slide down to the base. And pause. Then slide up to the solar plexus and pause.
Okay.
And then let's go all the way up and over. And that's it.
Okay.
All right. I suggest doing this at least twice a day. And do a relationship issue finder. Look at those areas and explore the categories. In other words, if you see that you have a low score in the love category, then give yourself a few moments to really open your mind and your heart to any memories at all where you have felt maybe shame or a lack of love or any of the things that are listed in that category that are negative, and address those memories. But let's do include this memory that you found at 21 years old.
Okay, will do.
Okay, God bless you.
And you too, and thank you very much.
You are welcome. Okay, our next caller is from Ontario. Your number ends in 5920, 5920, and your line is open.
Hi, it's Lori calling.
Hi, Lori. What would you like to address?
I'd like to address the neuropathy that I have.
Okay. How does that make you feel, having that condition?
Hopeless and weary of it.
Okay. How strong is that right now?
It's a 9.5.
Okay. Is there an early memory, Lori, in your life that comes up when you think of this feeling of hopelessness and weariness?
Yeah.
Maybe not related at all? Okay. In that early memory, how old are you?
In my late 20s.
Okay. And how strong is it in that memory?
It's about an 8.
Okay. Is there any earlier memory in your life when you can recall feeling?
Nothing.
Even earlier than 20.
I don't have anything coming up.
Okay. Just be open to anything else showing up, okay? All right. So let's go ahead and did you want a custom trilogy or a custom code?
I think I'd like a healing code to custom code.
Okay. Very good. Okay, can you say for me, I desire to be healthy.
I desire to be healthy.
I am ready to test truthfully.
I am ready to test truthfully.
The hopelessness and weariness.
The hopelessness and weariness.
Okay, good. Just a moment. Okay, first position, left hand temple, right hand Adam's apple.
Okay.
The next position is left hand brainstem, right hand high bridge.
Okay.
Then it's going to be left hand high bridge, right hand brainstem.
Okay.
And then both hands jaws.
Okay.
And the last one is both hands below the belly.
Okay.
And that's it.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. God bless you.
Okay. Same to you. Bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we still have time. If there's anyone else that would like to get a customized trilogy or code, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2 on your phone. It's going to raise your hand, and I can unmute your line. And we'll give everyone just a few more seconds to decide if you would like to get a customized code or a trilogy. For those of you who are not familiar with trilogy yet, I do suggest you look it up at dralexanderlloyd.com/trilogy-training. That's going to teach you how to do the trilogy, and that's a free learning for you, and you can certainly start using that. So what we're doing in these calls is customizing the 3-minute trilogy for everyone that knows how to do the trilogy. So I encourage you to try it out. It's free. And then hop over here, and I'll get you a customized trilogy. All right, it looks like we don't have any new hands raised, so we will meet you again next week. God bless you all, and thank you for coming.